Welcome to our AJP Renal Physiology Podcast, which highlights manuscripts published in the journal. I am Darwin Bell, Editor-in-Chief of AJP Renal Physiology. Today I'm joined by Subhashini Bolisetti from the Department of Medicine, the University of Alabama at Birmingham. We are discussing a manuscript that is published in the August 2013 issue of AJP Renal Physiology by Subhashini Bolisetti, Amy Raylor, Abu Fazl Zarchu, Michelle Johnson, Gloria Benavides, Karina Card, Ravinta Vodu Raymore, Amy Lander, Stephen Barnes, Victor Dali Uzmar, Anupam Agrawal. This is a very interesting study. Would you tell us about your findings?
Sure, Dr. Bell. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to discuss our work with you today. Our study focused on the effects of targeting hemoxygenase 1 to the mitochondria during hypoxic and oxidative stress. The reason we chose to look at hemoxygenase 1 is because it's the only enzyme that degrades heme, which is a prooxidant, and when not removed can lead to aggravation of injury because it is a lipophilic molecule and a prooxidant that can damage lipids, DNA, and proteins and increase the amounts of reactive oxygen species that can be generated, ultimately leading to cell death. The reason why we chose mitochondria and specific are again twofold, because mitochondria are the sites of heme synthesis, and yet hemoxygenase is not present in the mitochondria. The second reason is that mitochondria, as we know, are the source and targets of reactive oxygen species. And we also know that mitochondria regulate cell death through the activation of the apoptotic cascades. Therefore, we chose to combine these two effects and to see if HO1 expression in the mitochondria would in fact protect the cells against increased heme content, increased reactive oxygen species, and ultimately regulate cell death. And our results in fact confirm our hypothesis, and we show that not only was hemoxygenase 1 in the mitochondria able to limit the ROS generation and cell death, but was also able to reduce the loss of mitochondrial membrane potential during stress, and it also altered the metabolic syndrome, such as the citric acid cycle.
Well, thank you for that summary. My first question is, why did the expression of mitochondrial HO1 lead to a decrease in certain mitochondrial heme-containing proteins, such as the cytochromes?
That's a great question. So cytochromes and cytochrome C oxidase, which we've looked at in our study, are both heme-containing proteins, and they're assembled in the mitochondria. So when we have HO1 in the mitochondria that reduces the heme pole potentially, what happens is that you have lesser amounts of heme that is available for the regeneration of these cytochromes and these oxidases. Therefore, we think that perhaps that's the reason why we have the significant reduction in these heme-containing proteins. And this is further confirmed by the fact that the non-heme-containing proteins in the mitochondria, such as the VDAC and the citrate synthase, were unaltered in these cells.
The HEC-293 cells may have a higher rate of glycolysis compared to renal epithelial cells in vivo. Would expression of mitochondrial HO1 in vivo lead to a decrease in ATP generation?
That's a great question, and you're absolutely right that the HEK293 cells have a higher rate of glycolysis, and this may have underplayed the effects of targeting HO1 to the mitochondria because you have lesser amounts of dependence on the mitochondrial respiration. However, there have been two other studies that have recently looked at the HO1 in the mitochondria and have observed similar effects. One such study is by Converso et al., where they showed that following HO1, when it translocates to the mitochondria, it reduces the expression of cytochrome C oxidase, similar to what we have observed, with minimal effects on mitochondrial respiration. And another study by Slabos et al. Have demonstrated that in lung epithelial cells, even though HO1 was translocated to the mitochondria, it actually preserved the ATP generation following cigarette smoke extract injury. So while it appears, and it's quite tempting to speculate that it would reduce the amount of ATP generation, however, it appears that these heme proteins are present in excess of what is required. So perhaps it may not really alter it, but that's a great question, and those studies are underway right now in our lab.
What about mitochondrial HO2? Is it present, and is it protective in the mitochondria?
Actually, there are very few studies that have looked at the expression of HO2 in the mitochondria, and they've demonstrated that in very few cell types. And nevertheless, HO2 is the constitutive isoform, so it's not modulated during injury, which is when you have excessive amounts of heme that is generated. So, it serves as a homeostatic role, but perhaps during injury per se or acute insults, it would be more beneficial to have an inducible isoform that would be more responsive and therefore more beneficial.
And finally, would you care to speculate on the therapeutic potential of elevating mitochondrial HO1 in mitigating renal damage?
Yes, absolutely. That's something that we're really excited about. You know, as we know, oxidative stress and ROS accumulation play such a major role in the pathogenesis of kidney injury, whether it be ischemia reperfusion or nephrotoxicity. And one of the key players in modulating the stress is definitely the mitochondria. We show here that translocating or expression of HO1 in the mitochondria is so vital for their cell survival and modulates several of these pathways. So I think we clearly show that HO1 degrades the excess heme, which is often seen during injury, and we show that it's a great antioxidant. It also prevents the release of apoptotic factors, as we've demonstrated in our paper with cleaved caspase 3. And we've also shown that not only is it able to do all of these effects that have previously been demonstrated, but we show that it preserves the citric acid cycle, which is one of the main processes that generates ATP and protects cells and prolongs their survival. So I think that, you know, our study clearly shows that targeting HO1 to the mitochondria would perhaps help in mitigating injury.
Thank you for talking to us today about your very interesting studies, and we look forward to seeing your future work in our journal.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.